So I was considering the theme for the meditation. It's quite interesting, actually. I was doing this, I don't know, I just had this kind of thing that I wanted to talk about my own spiritual journey. So I did a couple of videos. I haven't published them because I'm still like, I don't know if I want to publish them or not. But it's this idea of the void. So exactly what we were talking about last week in terms of when we talk about words, like we have terminology around spirituality, like enlightenment, the void, oneness, awareness, things like this. And we build these kind of fantastical ideas around them. Because as I was recording, what was really interesting was I was just recording and I was trying to say, it's really ordinary. It's much more ordinary than we think. And this, and it's just by degrees and blah, 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 blah. And I'm talk, chat, blah, blah, blah. And then when I kind of went back and listened to myself again, I was like, oh my God, I'm using the same words that teachers use that I then misunderstood, but I'm using them to describe something incredibly ordinary. Yet somehow or other, when we go on a spiritual journey, it's like we, even the word spiritual journey, right? It's kind of like, ooh, it's something special and fancy. Exactly. La. It's like the beam of light shall shine down upon me and I shall glow from within and I shall know everything and blah, 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 blah. And I was just laughing so much because I'm like, okay, I have just literally recorded a spiritual video using all the same terminology that I'm telling people isn't really the thing, but there's no other words to describe what is essentially the unpicking of the constructs. It's almost like, and Byron Katie says this perfectly, right? She says spiritual growth is actually an unlearning. So it's not a learning. It's like we unlearn all those bad habits, all those patterns, all that crap that we build into our sense of self. And then as we start to pick that apart, it's like an unraveling process whereby the more we can unravel our rigid belief structures, the closer we get to our true selves. And what we tend to do is, or certainly this was my experience, is I tended to go out looking for something that was an inward journey. And that's such a cliche because everyone says it, right? It's an inside job. You have to do it yourself. It's like you are getting closer and closer to your inner truth. But then we have this fantastical idea of what that is as well, right? We kind of think, oh, my inner truth is something shiny, which is why I posted that quote from Adia, because it's so true from my perspective. I was like, when I finally find my inner truth, it will be a shinier, specialer version of what I am. It'll be more spectacular. It'll be more wonderful. And of course, when you really start to unpick, actually what you're left with is less and less and less and less of a you. It's like until I guess you just kind of, and I don't want to say disappear because then that freaks people out as well, but you just become less and less connected with the need to have opinions or a point of view, or like when people say to me, well, what do you think about this or what do you think about that? More and more and more, my true experience is, I don't know. Like, why would I know that? Why are you asking me? It's that kind of idea. And yet there is a growing freedom. So what I thought would be important to know actually becomes less and less important. Like the freedom of not knowing becomes more and more stable. As you're dismantling, there is that con the duality of the terror or the fear of the ego going, oh my God, I'm disappearing. But then also the kind of balancing rise of the, and again, these words are just going to sound ridiculous, right? But it's like the balancing of the unknowable or the mysterious or the what I call the you-ness coming out of your eyes, that actually feels more, it kind of takes it balances it out. So when you say, oh, I disappear and there's no me, actually, that's not actually true. What happens is the proper you comes more and more stable. The difficulty is even the terminology of you have to find yourself, right? Which is what we say, you know, discover yourself, find yourself. But it's not actually even a finding. It's like all the beliefs you have about yourself and the world are not accurate. That's really what it is. So it's not really about finding. It's about like taking this belief system that I have about me and letting it go. And then the next one, letting it go and letting it go and letting it go. And that letting go is the ego freaking out in panic because it's less and less solid then. And so in a roundabout way, I guess what I'm saying is that once you realize there is no solidity, actually everything is just really fluid, then it brings its own stability. So it's like when we go into meditation, as you notice, we drop into the so-called void, we drop into the deep stillness. There is total stability in that. And I think so it's almost like when I realized how ordinary it was, and it wasn't special, and it wasn't fancy, and it wasn't like the white halo, la, that actually really helped me, you know, like a little bit. Like when we went into the meditation and you're just dropping into this deep sense of well-being, really just like the stable area. And you can go back to it whenever you want. You can go back to it when you're standing in a shopping queue at the supermarket. Like it's always available, and then it becomes more available. And then you're just walking. It's almost like you're seeing the whole world and your interactions with people, but it's coming from that place. And that's kind of it. There's not really much else to figure out, in a sense. And then it's watching the ego go through that disappointment as well. Of, oh, there's no pot of gold at the end of my rainbow. It's like, what? Why am I doing all this shit then? You lied. You told me I'd be enlightened. So funny. Yeah, so funny. And then also becomes incredibly doable as well. It's just stay where that place is, or not. Doesn't really matter, right? And enjoy your life. So if your egoic life feels chaotic, it's like, this is actually safe haven. Like when you come here, there's just really such a deep knowing of okayness, right? And so that is a whole different stability. You don't have to go out and create stability out in your life, because that's forever going to change. But you can find your inner stability. And I think that's a very powerful place to be able to come from. So with that in mind, let's go in. Even that's not right, but these bloody words, honestly, it's not possible. So getting comfortable and just starting to settle in. Feet on the ground, or just making sure that your sit bones are nice and solid if you're sitting cross-legged or in a chair with the feet up from the ground. Just taking a couple of breaths. And as you settle into the body, just noticing the mind, how busy is it right now? And the energy of the body. So it's always quite nice to do a little check-in before and after. And just checking in just to see, might be certain sensations you're noticing in the body, might be feeling a bit fractious, or you might be feeling really steady and stable already. And then we're going to place hands in Garsho prayer pose in front of the heart center. And as you breathe in, becoming aware of the crown chakra, opening the thousand-petaled lotus. And we're just allowing the Reiki attunement, that alignment with the universal life force. And whether you're using your symbols, whether you're intending, Doesn't really matter, just feeling into what feels resonant to you. And feeling that energy coming down through the crown into the heart center. And as you exhale, allowing that energy to flow all the way down the arms, noticing it in your hands. And that might manifest as sensations in the hands or fingers. But also not worrying if not much happens. Just being open and relaxed. And then placing your hands anywhere on the body that feels comfortable. Palms down. So you are giving yourself Reiki during this process as well. And tuning in to where the hands are meeting the body. And just checking in there as well. Is there sensations in the body? And you're also just inviting the Reiki to flow wherever it's needed in the body. So that you're also giving yourself a healing as we go through this meditation. And then as you breathe, you just start to resource your own aura. So you're imagining a bubble around you, 1 or 2 feet all around the body. And just playing around with different ways of resourcing. So you can simply inhale the Reiki through the crown into the heart center and then exhale it all the way out into this bubble that you've created. Or you could do the same, imagining a white light or a colored light. But the idea here is you're intending to resource yourself, to fill yourself up. And then just starting to investigate this idea of this still point. And there are so many ways of doing this. So for example, you could do it through the breath. Just noticing, because as you inhale, there's an activity happening in the body. But then at the top of the breath, there is almost like a pause before you exhale. And then at the bottom of the breath, there's another pause. And noticing these pauses. And they don't have to be artificial. But you're just noticing at the top and the bottom of the breath, there are these split seconds or moments when nothing is happening. Nothing is happening in the body. There's no movement. And you might become aware of a deep stillness that's happening. And it's always there, but in those moments, it is more noticeable. And to not get too tight around this observation. It's more like a felt sense, a suspension of activity. And yet, within that inhale, exhale, within that suspension, there is the same witness. And that witness is what we could call awareness, consciousness. And you might notice thoughts around that. These are all the beliefs of the ego. If you're one of these people that can hear your thoughts in your head as a voice, an inner voice, or if you see images, these are all belief systems. The void is devoid of images, thoughts, breath. We don't have to get rid of any of these things, sensations. These are all just the comings and goings of the life force energy, the movement of the energy. But what you're observing is the constant witnessing of this. And noticing also when the thoughts start saying things like, what is she talking about? I don't get this. Just thoughts. And as you let them go, that relaxation that follows. So the stance is more very gentle, relaxed alertness. Noticing when you start to contract around thoughts. If you notice yourself going into daydream, just coming back to the breath. Breath is always there as an anchoring point, but not trying to do anything with it. So again, you're just noticing the in-between points, the suspension at the top and the bottom. And just noticing how the breath itself, the inhale and the exhale, like waves in the ocean, or like the seashore as the waves come in and out. You might notice in this space how easy things are. And then what disrupts it? Maybe there's a thought. And notice how your energy, when it contracts around it, brings certain heaviness or stress into the body. And then if you can let it go, the whole body relaxes again. Such an interesting mechanism. And also very potent. We could sit here and be thoughtless for maybe a second, maybe 30 seconds. And then a thought comes and tries to grab us. It's watching your attention. And with this practice, you soon see how addicted we are to thinking. It is an addiction. And like everything, it can be broken. Now very gently starting to bring your attention to the breath itself, the actual movement of the breath, inhale, exhale. Noticing the parts of the body that are moving. Starting to pay attention to your hands with the Reiki. Noticing as your attention starts to be pulled into the body again, that you can feel more sensations again, wherever the attention goes. The energy flows. Inviting more Reiki in through the crown center, into the heart center, exhaling it out, all the way around your aura, just taking the next final few minutes just to fill yourself up. Gently starting to move the body, wiggling the fingers and toes. Giving yourself a little stretch. You can raise your arms up to the top of your head, giving yourself a stretch and a wiggle. And whenever you're ready, opening your eyes.